8 today.
Everybody's losing their cool over health care reform. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But that's not all that's happening across this great land. Sadly, tragedy in Pittsburgh. A nutball with a gun walks into an aerobics class, shuts off the lights, opens fire. 5 confirmed dead. The gunman himself killed. He turned the gun on himself. And it was a class full of women. People at this L.A. Fitness completely shocked. Speaking of being shocked, the families of Laura Ling and Una Lee, I don't think they were shocked. I think they're elated as both of those women on their way back to Los Angeles right now in the air. Bill Clinton rescues them. Clinton was the diplomat, our ex-president, sent over to negotiate somewhat, not officially, though, with Kim Jong-il. For Kim Jong-il, it was a power play, no doubt, a big photo opportunity, because here's one of our ex-presidents flying over to negotiate in a different way for their release. So they get pardoned, and both, I'm sure, are beyond thrilled. To clear a couple of things up, they were captured and they've been incarcerated for 4.5 months. Now, they weren't in the prison system that they were sentenced to, 12 years. Instead, they were in some kind of state housing, which was actually okay, but they were going to be moved to the prison. And there were a lot of people lobbying, of course, for them to be released. If you remember, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was pushing and saying that there was no justification for it, that it was baseless, the charges. And then suddenly she backed off of that, got a little bit softer, that it's an unfortunate thing. The families are truly sorry. The girls are truly sorry. So the groundwork was being laid. Bill swooped in and walked away with both of them. The good news is, hey, 2 Americans are back. The bad news is, what kind of power does this give the leader of North Korea, who frankly is risky at best, looking at what he just did a couple of months ago with various missile tests, and then the standoff in the waterways, which, of course, North Korea did back down from this. There is the other way to look at it, that maybe, just maybe, there will be some kind of a relationship and ways to get him to back off of building up the nukes. But we'll see. He looked very frail in the photographs that were released. This is radio, but picture a man, very short, very thin. His face was thin. His body, really super thin. Looked almost emaciated. And I'm sure Bill Clinton was observing all the things around him, which would be what the United States could gain from learning more about his regime, as Clinton was there for, 24 hours. In the meantime, this just in, Russian subs have been spotted patrolling off of the East Coast. I thought somebody sent this to me as a joke, but it's not a joke. There's actually a twin pair, both of them, both subs on the Eastern Seaboard. They've been spotted in the last couple of days, and it's a strange mission. It's very rare, obviously. So, of course, you're concerned, right? I mean, this isn't a Tom Clancy novel. This is real life. So the Pentagon's worried. The intelligence agencies are all over this, worried about whether or not this is some kind of an assertive stance by the Russian military. And it really does remind you of something of the Cold War era, when normally, during that time, you had U.S. and Soviet subs each off of each other's coast to try to, of course, steal military secrets, right? And to look for the movements of what was going on under the waters. And let's be honest about this, possibly be ready in case there was a war. But once the Soviet Union fell, then that changed everything, or so we thought, right? But this is the first time there have been 2 frontline subs off the coast in about 15 years. 15 years. Now, they're not one of the large subs that can launch those nuclear missiles, but they are attack subs, according to our information. Then there was another submarine that went toward Cuba. So what's going on here? Is there a little friendly drive in the neighborhood? Oh, let's go by the East Coast in the United States. It's Shark Week. Let's go check out those sharks down there by Cuba. I don't think so. So, reasons to be concerned about the Russians. Or maybe you're not. Maybe the relationships with the United States you think are better now. Because remember, Barack Obama just went over and met with the Russians, including Vladimir Putin, and then went on to the G8 afterwards. But there has to be more to this story, because you wouldn't spot these subs for no particular reason. Is there some kind of threat going on? It wasn't an idle threat, but it was a real one. Can you imagine your worst nightmare? You're a married man and you're fooling around with a whole bunch of different women. So shame on you in the first place. Eventually, women find out. It's this intuition thing that's innate. And sure enough, they did find out. So this married man was supposed to have a rendezvous with one of his many girlfriends. They all got to know each other, including his wife. And instead, he ended up in a Wisconsin motel room thinking that he was going to have a little love session. But instead, there were five women who pounced on him, blindfolded him, binded him up, put super glue all over his package, if you know what I mean. And they were trying to punish him. As a result, he was stunned. As a result, the women are facing criminal charges, including fourth degree sexual assault. They had a lookout. They had a couple of them that tied him up. I wonder what the lookout gets. You're the lookout. Make sure nothing happens. They just decided somehow they rendezvoused and got to know each other and decided they weren't going to take this anymore. So when the guy thought he was going to get him some, they cut off his underwear with scissors. Yeah. If you have children in the room, please cover their ears, by the way. You know how to put those little warnings? Some of the more violent television shows and movies. So everybody else came to the room after that happened. They used crazy glue. Boy, crazy glue is nasty stuff. And they did the deed. And so, you know, how do you remove that? Well, of course, that requires going to the emergency room. They didn't have a gun, but they threatened, saying, I would love to shoot you. But there was no gun. They took his wallet. They took his car. They took his cell phone because they were afraid he would get loose and all that other sort of stuff. And, you know, sure as you can imagine, like I said before on this show earlier, there is nothing like a woman scorned, and now when you've got five of them, oh, you're in big trouble, brother. I wonder if he would say, don't push the criminal charges and I don't want to go forward with this, if they would back off. I still think they'll all get something for it, even if it's some kind of a heavy fine. They're all out, by the way, on bail, and it's a crazy story that everybody's talking about across the country. Another thing that people are talking about across the country is the fact that a lot of us don't want the stinking health care reform that's being proposed. So meetings are turning into shouting matches. I'll explain when you meet me on the flip side.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkaline alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $953.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $980.75, $490.37 for the half ounce, or $245.18 for the quarter ounce. That's $980.75, $490.37, and $245.18.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
On ATN, a lighter moment for Obama. He shares his birthday with Helen Thomas. She turned 89. He was 48. Add those numbers up. How many candles will that be on one cake? Woo! Start a fire at the White House. This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, buckle up. It is a favorite for those with ADD because we zoom around all over the place. There's so much to jump to. Healthcare reform, though, still the biggest buzz across these United States. And I am thrilled to say that people are getting up off their rear ends and doing something about it. They're calling their congressmen, their senators, they're emailing, they're interrupting meetings. And the interruptions with the meetings called so-called healthcare reform hecklers, I say bravo to some because they are truly plain speaking folks and they hear all this stuff and they don't understand what's going on. They don't get straight answers. So they go to a meeting and get fed up with some of the things that are being talked about that aren't very clear. And I think it shows the passion of some of the people. Now, what's starting to float out there is that these meetings are propped up meetings with so-called conservatives who are trying to break up the party and the people that are pushing health care reform, in other words, Obama's plan, whoever it is, whether it's Arlen Specter or anybody else who was speaking about it, they're being interrupted by plants, basically, or as they were called once upon a time, AstroTurf. But I don't think when you look at some of those meetings, that's what you get. Not to say that there couldn't be some, sure. But I don't think so. I think people are fed up, and I'm proud of all the people who called America Tonight and wrote all those emails because I know a lot of you are speaking up and you're not listening to what's coming out of Washington. There's just too much doublespeak on this. Now, we even had a professor on the other night who talked about how great it would be to have a single payer, and I asked him, and I said, what about what we're hearing from Canadians, people who live there, that say it's not great health care coverage? He said, well, we have more resources, so it would be better health care coverage and that the docs would get on board. But I said, I don't agree, and I don't think that that's the case. To me, could there be some reforms made? Absolutely. But is this the right way to do it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because, first of all, there is no clear-cut bill. So you're going to take a piece of half-assed legislation and try to ram it through? And that's what was going on. And, of course, that's not going to happen, at least not this week. But the August break means the war is on, baby. You have Democrats, Republicans, members of the Obama administration, everybody speaking out across the land in town hall meetings and all over the place, at healthcare forums, insurance companies speaking out. So this is a big battle for territory. But I don't care about the territory. I care about you. I care about me. I care about our families. And there's no way that you can take what we have in the United States and turn it upside down without examining it correctly and going through the due process. I mean, my goodness, nothing happened on immigration. Couldn't ram anything through with immigration, but there's this rush that will change all of our lives? No, I don't think so. And there is the idea, I think, that there should be a single payer, and I think that's a mistake. You trust the government to completely handle your health care, for the government to be the middleman in this? I'm going to say no. As much as there are problems with insurance companies, frustrations, people that are paying too much, and a million different scenarios out there, I can't see how something akin to socialized medicine is what will fix the ails of those in the United States. So I say bring it on. Let's have the battle. We've been talking about it here on these airwaves. You can always throw in your two cents on that. Do you think the hecklers are wrong? Because now, of course, they're being attacked by a lot of television talk show hosts and maybe some radio hosts as well out there as nonsense and ridiculous and henchmen for the conservative movement and all this other stuff. Do you think it's wrong for the people to go up and express their feelings and yell and scream things out? Or do you think it's good? It shows passion. It shows that you can't have the status quo and think that you can shove it under the rug. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, numbers to jingle. Also, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Biggest fears realized, besides socialized medicine, is, I think, this sad situation in Pennsylvania. And I'm wondering, this isn't a paranoid thing, but you'll hear this. I mean, how often do we hear about somebody goes into a mall? Remember in Utah that happened a couple years ago in Salt Lake City. Somebody goes into a mall, they start shooting people. Somebody goes into a woman's clothing store in Chicago, starts shooting people. This guy now in Pittsburgh goes into, of all places, a gym and decides to go specifically to a woman's class, an aerobics class, in this little suburb health club, 9 o'clock at night, working people, other people just trying to pump some weights, do some aerobics, and get out of there and go home. But unfortunately, 5 people died as a result. 4 people and the gunman himself, and 10 others were injured. So they're not going home. How would you like to make that phone call from the hospital? I'm sorry, are you the husband, the boyfriend, the whatever, mother of so-and-so? Yeah, your daughter was at LA Fitness tonight. She's not coming home. It's terrible. And this is a small area. It's called Bridgeville. About 5,000 people live there. It's not too far from Pittsburgh itself and pretty, pretty close to the actual airport there. And specifically, it was this Latin dance exercise class. So even one woman described it as, she always made the class. You always have these stories, what if, and I just missed it or whatever. And she was running late, but her sister was in the class, when it happened. And apparently these are the details. He comes in, walks through the glass double doors at the entrance of the room, walks to the back of the room. People are doing their thing. Walks to the back room near the weights, sets down a bag, fumbles around for a couple of minutes, comes up with two guns, and starts to shoot. This is craziness, isn't it? And I'm sure that people just started to hit the deck and didn't know what to do when he walked in there and that happened. Now, you have to think, I guess at most gyms, but maybe not, at most gyms, you have a card, and so you have to give your card and they swipe it or whatever. So for him to not shoot somebody in the front and to get up there, he probably was a member of the gym. So there may be more to the reason. There's no good reason for this, but there may be something connected to the motivation of this, because you would think he would have had to have a membership unless he talked his way into the fitness center, or, you know, maybe he had a free workout, who knows. But I'm sure the people in that town are just completely shocked by this, completely blown away. And it is a question now that some people, not out of paranoia or just plain fear, but do you kind of look around a little bit? I'll tell you what, when I have my nephew with me, that's when I look around a little bit more. If I'm with him, I might scope out the area a little bit more to see if something just looks a little bit awry. I never did that growing up. How many people in their late 20s, 30s, 40s, were probably the cutoff mark, grew up where, I mean, you were playing flashlight tag 15 blocks away. Nobody was worried about you. Now, it's sad what we've seen happen in some of our neighborhoods. And this is just a guy who went nuts. This is a guy, whatever reason, whatever possessed him to do it. And of course, because he's a coward and he does that and then he kills himself. It's going to be a case of trying to piece it together once again. But, and I know what happens here, because what happens is it strengthens the argument for handguns, that people shouldn't have handguns. And I will say this over and over again, you will not win that argument with me, because people will still get the guns. You will still find that people that are off their rocker will find a way to do what it is that they want to do if they want to do harm to somebody. They'll find something else to do it with, right? You just need better controls of guns. You need people that are responsible to have guns. If somebody had a gun there, maybe they could have saved some of the people, right? 800-259-5791. Light them up. We'll talk on the flip side.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Dumb or brilliant, Snuggies for dogs. Think it'll be a runaway hit. You know, people are crazy about their animals, especially dog lovers. We're talking about a couple of different things here, including the hecklers at a lot of these health care reform meetings that are starting to bubble up across the country, whether it's the local politician who is pushing and trying to present the views of the Obama administration, et cetera, or it's somebody from an insurance company. There's a couple of different angles to this. But mostly what you're having happen is people are not happy, and they're expressing their doubts over what's being shoved down their throats. That's a good thing. It's good when people get angry and they protest and they voice their opinions instead of sitting on the couch and watching yet another rerun of CSI or whatever it is. It's great. That's what this country was founded on. Freedom of speech, baby. I say it all the time. And I say that, by the way, on this show. I might not agree with your opinion. You might not agree with mine. But by golly, call me. If you don't agree, I welcome all opinions. 800-259-5791. So we got the Snuggie thing coming up. And also a federal judge ordering California to slice the inmate population. Not physically slice them, but get rid of the inmate population by 40,000. The governor not too happy trying to appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't know how Californians feel about it as to early releases for some of these prisoners. Mark is listening to us in the great state of New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey.
The guy that those five women beat up, I'd just like to give him a little advice. Start running. About 8 years ago, I worked in a club doing security down in New York, and who's standing next to me is Wayne Bobbitt. And I said, I got to say something to this guy. I said, just tell me it's not so. He said, it is. So this guy, those five girls that beat him up, they were just evil what they did to him. But if they go to jail, they're going to come after him when they get out with vengeance, you know. So if he's smart, start running. When he hits water, start to swim. Because Wayne K, he got one woman mad. This guy got five women mad. So he just better start swimming when he hits water. Write the judge a letter. Say you love them, because they're going to go there with their hair up. They're going to say, no, judge, we love him. And it's just it's actually going to be just a formality and a big joke. But he better pray that they don't go away for one day, because they'll come back. You know, they're evil to begin with, what they did to him.
Yeah.
And if he was smart, he would have left the crazy glue there, because that's going to hurt even worse when they say, oh, you tried to take that off. Five. Yeah, start running now, poor guy.
Yeah, and certainly they were all crazy, because even if you're the woman scorned, that's taking it to a whole other level. Bringing up Lorena Bobbitt is interesting. Remember, she was so furious, she cut it off and threw it into the weeds, and he was lucky that they could even reattach it.
I just said, just tell me it's not so.
No, it was so. It was definitely.
I started shaking and sweating. I said, okay, whatever. But this guy, really, please, sir, whoever you are, start running. You know, don't leave now.
Leave now. Advice. Sage advice from Mark in New York. Thanks, Mark. Hey, this is the deal. You know, you mess around. It's that heated crime of passion kind of stuff. You know, we've talked about that before on America Tonight. What do the police hate the worst? Domestic violence calls. It's not the burglary they're trying to stop in progress. It's not half of the other things where they're chasing down people who are suspected illegals working somewhere, whatever. It's not vagrants. It is domestic violence, because so often they end up getting hurt in the middle of the melee. Now you take a guy who's fooling around with all kinds of women, and somehow they find out that that's going on, and they decide to thicken the plot. And, you know, some people laugh at it, and it's lucky that they didn't do something more serious to him, but serious enough with binding him and all that stuff that you would think they are going to go to prison for something, even if it's a small sentence, unless he completely backs off of it. But they'll still the district attorney there would file those charges. I can't imagine that they wouldn't do it. All right, another thing that we talked about, of course, big headlines. Bill Clinton to the rescue, flying to North Korea, does the photo op with Kim Jong-il, has dinner with him, etc., and ends up getting a pardon for the two American journalists who were there for 4.5 months and were sentenced to 12 years of that labor camp stuff that would have been unbelievably crippling. And both of them had families. Both were married women. One had a young child. A huge, huge day for their families. And great, of course, any time an American is rescued, because I truly believe that they were snatched from the guards. And this was something to shake up the table when it came to a relationship with the United States. So I think Kim Jong-il got what he wanted. It's great that they were released, but now does this hurt the U.S. in the game of leverage? Somewhat it does. Somewhat it does, I think. But at least they're released. Here's what Bill Richardson had to say. He knows, because he used to deal with North Korea. Now he's the governor, of course, of New Mexico. These were his thoughts on Clinton going to North Korea and actually getting the pardon for those girls.
Well, I was consulted. There was some discussion of that, but obviously this is a decision not just one party makes, and the North Koreans most likely said, we want somebody like President Clinton. This has been a goal of theirs for a long time. A president, they're not getting a president, they're getting a former president. They're getting somebody that they like and know, that negotiated with them in 1994 on a nuclear framework agreement. He almost was going to go at the end of his term. And so for the North Koreans, they get the prestige of a former president coming to their country. And this is very good domestic politics for Kim Jong-il, who's already been photographed with President Clinton. Well, they've obviously got the two journalists and used them as a bargaining chip. My prediction is that President Clinton will get the two journalists out. And in side discussions, I don't believe there will be any negotiations on nuclear issues. But what might come forth is some kind of process that involves future talks between the United States and North Korea, because tensions have been very high. There's been hardly any dialogue. The North Koreans have retreated into a shell because I believe there's a succession issue with Kim Jong-il wanting to give power up to one of his sons. So there's some kind of internal turmoil there. But I think what President Clinton can do is he can make the atmospherics of the relationship better.
All right, and I think I would probably agree, shockingly, with the governor of New Mexico, because as he said, he can survey the situation. He's getting a look behind the curtain of the lay of the land, and you will be able to see something from these meetings with Kim Jong-il. That ultimately is the upside of it. The downside is the appearance of the photo ops, etc., going to get the two and breaking bread with him after the United States, of course, taking such a stance with the missile launches, etc. But it isn't somebody in the current administration, and the White House has said nothing. I mean, they're playing this one close to the vest. Several times, Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, was asked about this today and, of course, had no comment. Nothing further to say, no comment, whatever. And that's how they're playing it right now. Eventually, there will be some reaction to this, and possibly tomorrow, maybe later in the week. But the idea was not to give anything up to the North Korean whack job. And with him being in his current situation, his health failing, and the son taking over, maybe it turns out okay, because what will the son be like when he steps into his father's shoes? Will he be more moderate? Will he be willing to negotiate? And will they cut the crap with the nukes? Because for goodness sake, you know, it's just like Iran. How many people, and some people listening to me might say, well, and I've heard people say this before, hey, they don't tell us what to do, and let them do what they want to do. But you can't take that kind of a view. If you can't isolate, you can't become an isolated country. You can't do that. In modern times especially, it would be incredibly dangerous to take that point of view. Can you step in everywhere? No. Sometimes as the United States try to step into too many of the fracases, yes. But in the case of Iran, you have to be concerned about Ahmadinejad. I talked about that on a previous show. And apparently there is some discussion about doing something really drastic. You have to be concerned about Kim Jong-il, again, because of the nuclear possibilities and the distance of Korea to China and to Japan, obviously, and the standoff that we've had for 50-some years, right? So anyway, closer to home, going from the North Korea issue, here's one that all of you know how I feel pretty passionately about this. Immigration has basically been shelved. There was a little conversation about it on the campaign trail. It was brought up a bunch at some of the debates. But now the New York Times just did a story that the Obama administration is actually adopting the Bush folks' policy of being tough on immigration enforcement, right? They're being pretty aggressive with the illegal crackdowns. And they're relying on a lot of the programs that were started by Bush. There have been a ton of ICE bust-ups lately at some of these factories and meatpacking plants, etc. But is this a way to soft-pedal a policy that will be like amnesty? Something to think about. 800-259-5791. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you about those Snuggies, yeah. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumEcigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium E-Cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium E-Cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumEcigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumEcigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Partner of mine, Dave Markham, God rest his soul, used to say, the water's warm, you can jump in on health care reform and the hecklers, fair or foul, or throw in your two cents about Bill Clinton and the big rescue in North Korea. Any of the things, actually, that we've talked about, including, are you looking over your shoulder just a little bit when we hear about some of these random shootings across the United States? 800-259-5000. 7-91. If you're going to jingle those numbers, do it fast, because we got 10 until we hit the end of this hour of America tonight. I'll tell you about the Snuggies and the dogs in just a second. But first, Barack Obama, whether or not he has a legitimate birth certificate, that argument continues. The president did celebrate a birthday. It was his 48th birthday, and he made an appearance and stunned the press corps when he came out with a plate full of cupcakes for Helen Thomas. Helen Thomas is the woman that you see who sits in the front of any of the press briefings She's 89 years old. She's just gone through all the presidents. She's been there forever. She's a permanent fixture, it seems. And everybody decided to sing a little happy birthday, and the president himself put his arm around her, sat next to her, and here's what that sounded like.
Happy birthday!
No, thank you. Well, you've got to blow it up to make it come true. There you go.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday,
come on,
to
the,
happy birthday to you.
Birthday kid.
How's your birthday going so far?
Can you tell us your birthday wish?
Helen wished for world peace, no prejudice, but she and I also had a common birthday wish. She said she hopes for a real health care reform bill. I will leave it up to you, Helen, how you want to distribute the cupcakes.
All right, pretty funny moment, I think, there. And she had a book. Somebody just sent it to me, and I'm going to read it because she has different thoughts on the presidents and covering them and all that sort of stuff. Let's head out to Pete, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Pete.
Good morning, Kate. How are you? Well, I've been having migraine headaches lately, but that's not what I called about. I want to talk about former President Clinton in release of these two journalists from Korea. I'm not a conspiracy nut, but I seem to believe that maybe former President Clinton is using this for political reasons to, you know, to get his wife Hillary back to run again for president in 2012, because I believe the Clintons aren't ever going to leave the political scene. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, a lot of people... You know, Hillary Clinton gets asked constantly, Pete, about whether or not she'll run, and she always defers it off and doesn't kind of answer the question now. But I don't think she'd have much of a shot the next time around, and I don't think, I'm thinking because of where she would be at and because of Barack Obama. You figure if Obama depends, if it was two terms, I mean, let's hope someone, to be honest, my point of view, the way this administration's going, let's hope somebody from the GOP steps up or a third party. Can you imagine that? But I think you're right. I mean, I think it is to enhance Hillary Clinton, certainly, and both Clintons were involved in this. So it's not that far-fetched. I don't think you're being a conspiracy nut to think that. I think there is definitely something to that. Pete, we love you. Take care of those migraines. Lay in a dark room.
I hear that you was to Hawaii.
I was in Maui. I loved it. It was great. It was relaxing, and the weather was beautiful, and the people are wonderful, and it was blue water.
I was there in 1984, and I went to three islands, and I really enjoyed it.
Did you go to Maui?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I think I've been to all of the islands. I think I like Maui the best, but they're all beautiful. I really, really feel fortunate that I got to go.
I went to a pig roast.
You went to a luau.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a great day.
All right, you too. I went to a luau as well, and it's funny. It didn't really, by the time they lifted the pig out of the pit, it didn't really look much like a pig anymore. I didn't do it this time around, but I went the last time I was there, and it was it's an interesting tradition. Ron is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Ron.
Hi, Kate. I just caught your show. I drive trucks, so got a lot of issues with government when it comes to that. But your thing about the health care, you're right. Government should kind of keep their nose out of it. If they want to do anything, they should maybe stop all the lawsuits that come with the health care. My opinion, I think that's one of the reasons why health care is out of control now, you know. You die, family wants to sue the doctor, and then you got insurance getting involved and all that. Give me your take on that.
Oh, I agree. I think that's part of the problem. And then, of course, malpractice insurance is sky high. But remember John Edwards? That was one of his big big things. That's where he made his money. People forget about that long before he jumped into politics. And it's messed up because it has turned things very, very lopsided, and that's part of the problem. I mean, there certainly are problems with the system, but I definitely don't think I want the government to sort it out. Not to be the sole payer, have one single payer, but I think part of the problem is absolutely what's happened legally, yes.
Yeah. And then, let's see. Like, I drive trucks, okay? Now, I call, they got this thing out. If we want to go to the port and pick up from, like, a port, we have to have this thing called a TWIC card. Or we have to pay them money for somebody to set and pick up, take us back to where we're loading, and bring us out.
Right.
So I call this number today. There's supposed to be a place in Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, the lady gives me the address. She goes, the only date, or she goes, I can schedule you in on the 13th. I said, no, ma'am, my son will be in Cincinnati in the morning. I like to go in and take care of this in the morning. Well, you can walk in there. I said, okay. I said, well, do you got a phone number for this place? No. I said, well, here's the address I used to have. So I give her the address my buddy gives me. She goes, well, they're no longer at this address. I said, really? She goes, they're at this address. Okay, so I took down that address, and, you know, I told her my situation. She goes, well, you got to do it by the 13th of August. Otherwise, they're moving to Kentucky. I said, what kind of government bullshit we running here? I said, you know, you're making it mandatory. We got to get this thing, or we got to pay cash or get company checks to do this. But yet, there's no set office. You know, this place can keep jumping around.
Right, right.
And then, I don't know how much you paid attention to any of your vehicles, like with fuel mileage. You know, so they're mixing more ethanol. That's why gas prices are probably staying down the
sure.
way they are.
Sure.
Okay. Now, it's fine and dandy. We're creating other ways of fueling stuff. But if I'm burning more of the environmental fuel, mm-hmm. okay. Sure, it's less emissions, but if I'm burning twice as much as I am regular gas, ain't we putting off the same emissions?
Certainly it would seem that way, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, like as soon as gas prices come down, my pickup, my van, I mean, you know, even in my semi, they got this ultra-low sulfur diesel, and some of the truck stops, that's all they got across the board.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, you got to call me again, buddy, and tell us what's happening on the highways and the byways. Hats off to all the truck drivers. I'm the granddaughter of a former truck driver, and he told me some interesting stories and some of the things that he had to go through when he worked for B&L Motor Freight. Leave you with this one. We must love our dogs because now Snuggies has come up with a product. They have Snuggies for dogs. They just unveiled it last week, the puppy-sized version of that product. So for the four-legged creatures, you can now order a Snuggie, so the whole family could be wrapped in Snuggies. Imagine all the people in the Midwest where they get all that hellacious amounts of snow. Everybody huddled around in their Snuggies. Ooh, sounds strange, doesn't it? Shoot me an email, americtonight.net.